Let's spend some time breathing in and breathing out, watching our breath come in, watching our breath go out. When we notice that thoughts are intruding on our observation, let's just gently go back to our breath, breathing in, breathing out. One of the key ingredients in meditating well is patience. Patience with ourselves as we discover how much our mind is replete with activity and thoughts. But when we're patient with ourselves, we can redirect our focus back on our breath. Breathing in, breathing out. So what can help us to be more patient with ourselves is a very beautiful mantra, a phrase that we can use with our breath. As we breathe in our mind, we say, I am. As we breathe out, in our mind, we say, patient. I am patient. I am patient. Let's spend some time repeating this phrase with our breath. We get impatient with ourselves when we have expectations. Expectations that things are supposed to go a certain way. And life is kind of funny. Sometimes it just doesn't go the way we expect it to. So as we breathe in, and as we breathe out, we feel the rhythm of life. We feel the ups. We feel the downs. But instead of trying to control them, we flow with them. We follow the upward movement of life. We follow the downward movement of life. We follow the upward movement of our breath. We follow the downward movement of our breath. We just breathe. We just live. And as we become more patient with ourselves, as we become more patient with life, something beautiful happens. We begin to flow with life, and life flows well. It's like going down a river, flowing down a river, instead of fighting the currents and hitting the rocks, banging up against the shores. We just relax and flow with life. We may steer certain courses, but when it doesn't go the way we want, we just flow with it. I am patient. I am patient. And as we continue to become more patient with ourselves, as we begin to become more patient with life, life becomes ever so more beautiful. Because now, instead of having strong expectations that sometimes lead to failures and depression and anger. Now, we just flow with life and happiness, peace becomes our natural state. When we develop patience, even though we continue to work towards goals, we realize that not everything is in our control. We do the best we can. Then we breathe and readjust to what life has given us. We continue to move forward, but mostly we just live. We live and savor each precious moment, one breath at a time. I am patient. I am patient. Patience isn't about not making mistakes. It's about being patient with our mistakes, no matter how many times we make them. When we make a mistake, we can do one thing. We can say, what can I learn from this? What lesson can I learn from this not to do this again? And each time, even if it's 100, even if it's 1,000, even if it's 1,000,000 times, each time we make that same mistake, we say, what can I learn from this? Kindness is critical to patience. Kindness with ourselves. Kindness with others. If we've spent 30 years doing something one way, it's going to take a while to unlearn that habit. Kindness is the key. I am patient. I am patient. And as we are becoming more patient with ourselves, then we can be more patient with others. As we become more loving towards ourselves, then we can be more loving towards others. Life is a journey with lessons. We learn lessons, and then we move forward. And sometimes that is the lesson, that we just need to move forward. If we're working on something that we just seem to have a hard time changing, sometimes we just do something else. If we're patient with others and they keep doing the same thing over and over again to us that hurts us, sometimes we just aren't around them when they hurt us. But we're still kind. We're always kind. I am patient. I am patient. In our patience, we find great ability to change. We're surprised by this ability because we think harshness works. But kindness is the key. Kindness, in the long run, is so beautiful when it's applied to creating change. And when we're patient with ourselves, and when we're patient with others, life changes into something beautiful. We choose to have beautiful lives. We choose to be around loving people because we choose patience. And when we're not kind, when we don't act kindly towards ourselves, and we don't act kindly towards others, then we kindly forgive ourselves and say, "What can I learn from this?" We are kind, even with unkindness, even our own unkindness. I am patient. I am patient.